بسم الله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يحده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, as always, please, if you have cell phones, please put them on silent or vibrate so that inshallah it won't disturb us during the khutbah. JazakAllah. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness, we seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences, the bad results of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, He has no partners, and there's nothing and no one that deserves worship except for Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was His servant and last messenger to all of humanity. Wa qala Allahu ta'ala fil Quran al-Kareem, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqu allaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us the best advice in the Quran, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, have the remembrance, the consciousness of Almighty Allah, as He is most deserving. And do not die except that you die in the state of Al-Islam. May Allah bless us all to die in the state of Al-Islam. Wa qala Allah azza wa jal, Ya ayyuha an-nasu taqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidah, wa khalaqa minha zawjaha, wa bata minhuma rijalan kathira wa nisaa. Wa taqu Allah alladhi tasa'aluna bihi wal arham, inna allaha kana alaykum raqiba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the meaning of which is, O mankind, have the taqwa of Allah who created you from a single soul, and from Him He created His wife, and from them both He brought about many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another, and honor the family ties. Honor the family ties, for verily Allah is ever an all watcher over you. Wa qala Allahu azza wa jal, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqu allaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti' illaha wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan adheema. Amma ba'd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He further advises us in the Quran, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness, the mindfulness, the remembrance of Almighty Allah, and always speak the truth. Always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah, who's guided each and every one of us to Al-Islam. And inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah, brothers and sisters, is going to be a reminder first to myself, and then perhaps to you if you can benefit from it. And the reminder is this, brothers and sisters, we need to take a look at our lives, and we need to ask ourselves, have I entered Islam completely? Have I entered Islam completely? Or am I on the edge? Or am I sometimes in Islam, sometimes out of Islam? Am I like a part-time Muslim? Or am I a full-time Muslim? Am I striving to follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or is this just something that I say? Brothers and sisters, this is a nasiha to myself, because all of us, we fall short. All of us, there's things that we should be doing that we're not doing. All of us, perhaps there are things that we're doing that we know we shouldn't be doing. We know are outside of Islam. We know there are things that Allah has forbidden for us to do. And yet and still we do it. So if the shoe fits today, brothers, please, please, wear it. And if it doesn't fit, alhamdulillah, may Allah preserve you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, udkhulu fi silmi qafah. وَلَا تَتَّبِيُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, enter into Islam completely. Enter into Islam completely. And do not follow the footsteps of the shaitan. Do not follow in the footsteps of the shaitan, for verily he is to you an open enemy, a clear enemy. How many of us, we can honestly say that we're 100% in Islam, the way that we're supposed to be? How many of us can truly say that? And if we can't say that, and I'm saying this to myself first, then we need to make some changes. We need to make some changes. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and he was the mufassir of the Quran during his time. He was the explainer of the Quran for the Sahaba after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Udkhulu fi silmi kafa," enter into silm completely. He said this word silm, in this case, it meant Islam. Some of the mufassirun of later times, they said this could mean Islam, or it could mean peace, enter into peace completely. But the reality is that both meanings, they mean one and the same thing. Because if you enter into Islam completely, wallahi, you have peace in your life. But how many of us, we can testify that when we're not doing what we're supposed to do, when we haven't entered into Islam completely in our lives, we have all kinds of drama. We have all kinds of problems. We have all kinds of stress. And we won't have peace. Why? Because we haven't entered into Islam completely. Brothers and sisters, this ayah was revealed to answer a situation that was going on in Medina during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I want us to look at the situation and realize that the situation can apply both ways. What happened was this: some of the Bani Israel, some of the Jewish people that entered into Islam, they became Muslim. Some of them, they wanted to hold on to a little bit of their religion in addition to Islam. One of the famous companions, his name was Abdullah ibn Salam. He was a rabbi. He was a learned person from the Bani Israel, learned in Judaism, in their religion. And then he believed in Rasulullah, he converted to Islam. But Abdullah ibn Salam and some of the other people that were like him, they wanted to hold on to a little bit of the Jewish religion. And what they wanted to do was this. In the Jewish religion, the Sabbath, the holy day for them, is on Saturday. And in the Jewish religion, during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were forbidden to eat camel meat. So Abdullah ibn Salam and some of the Jewish people that converted with them, they wanted to hold on to these things. Because they felt if they could honor these regulations from before, from the law that was given to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and at the same time, if they could embrace al-Islam, they thought maybe this would make them that much stronger in Iman. Maybe this would make them that much better Muslims. If they honored some of the law from before, and the law that Rasulullah ﷺ came with. So what they said was this. They said, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not said that we can't, that we have to dishonor Saturday. So we're going to keep the Sabbath. That's going to be a day when we're not going to work. We're going to follow the regulations that were given to Musa before. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, camel meat is halal, but it doesn't mean you have to eat it. So while we recognize that it's halal, we're not going to eat it. Because they thought if we hold on to these two things, it'll make us that much stronger in Iman. And at the same time, we're going to embrace Islam. So they were trying to do extra, extra good. And subhanAllah, by comparison, how many of us, we're not even doing the good that we should be doing. Let alone extra good. But this was their situation. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent down this ayat to explain to them and to people like them that Islam is complete. Islam, if you're doing Islam 100%, you don't have to add anything extra to it. You're not going to come any closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All you need is Islam. And so when Allah revealed this ayah to them, they left alone what they were doing before, and they embraced Islam completely. But how many of us, we're not doing that? We're not entering Islam completely. Maybe there's something from Islam that we don't want to do. How many of us, we're not praying the five salat like we're supposed to? How many of us, we don't pay the zakat? How many of us, we haven't made any attempt whatsoever to make the hajj, even though we have the means? And don't nobody put their hands up, because maybe this applies to all of us. And it's not about exposing ourselves. It's about getting ourselves to think. How many of us, we haven't embraced Islam completely? How many of us, we know Allah says, don't do this, this, and this. And yet that's a part of our lives. That's what we do. Brothers and sisters, if this applies to you like it applies to me, we need to make some changes. We need to enter Islam completely. Because we need to reflect. If we're doing some other version of Islam, not the Islam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is our version of Islam going to lead us to Jannah? Or is it going to lead us somewhere else? We need to reflect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's done us the greatest favor in the world by guiding us to al-Islam. Wallahi, that's the greatest favor. Is there anything else that's going to save the people from the hellfire on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Yes, some Muslims may end up in the hellfire. But is there anything else that's going to save them other than La ilaha illallah? No. That's it. That's our ticket out of the hellfire if we go in there with a'udhu billah. And I ask Allah to save us all from that. But brothers and sisters, we have to validate that ticket. We have to do something with that ticket. The other day I was talking to a Christian, and this Christian, I shared this last night, this Christian, we're talking, and he happened to mention that he's saved, because this is how some of them think. He said, I'm saved. And what does this mean? I'm saved means I'm going to paradise. I don't have to worry about the hellfire. I'm going to paradise. And this is what he said to me. He said, I'm saved. And they think that if they say a certain thing, or if they say, I believe this, this, and that, then I'm saved. I'm good to go. But how many of us, we feel the same way? How many of us, this is our mentality, we think, well, as long as I'm Muslim, alhamdulillah, I'm going to Jannah. And this is the wrong mentality, brothers and sisters. We can't be thinking like that. We have to validate that ticket. Allah gave us the ticket. We have to do something with it. Otherwise, it's just a ticket. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ دِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Verily, the religion with Allah is al-Islam. And this is what we should be shooting for, brothers and sisters. To be 100% Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ إِسْلَامَ دِينَ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. And whosoever strives or wants anything other than the religion of Islam, لَنْ, it will never be accepted from him. Brothers and sisters, we can't be trying to reinvent Islam. We can't be trying to mix what we want to do with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us we have to do and think that it's going to be okay. We have to make sure that we're living our lives 100% as Muslims. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a beautiful hadith, Rasulullah said, Man shahida an la ilaha illallah mukhlisan dakhala al-jannah. Whosoever says, whoever testifies, La ilaha illallah, which means there's no God worthy of worship except for Allah. Mukhlisan, sincerely, with sincerity, that person will enter Jannah. But with sincerity means exactly what it says, brothers and sisters. It can't be just lip service. I can't just be saying I'm Muslim and then on the weekends I'm in the club. I can't be saying I'm Muslim and then I got a girlfriend or I got a woman on the side. I can't be saying I'm Muslim and then I'm doing stuff I shouldn't be doing that I know is clearly haram. Where's the proof of your Islam? Where's the proof of my Islam if this is the way I'm thinking and living? So brothers, we have to be true to our word because Rasulullah said, Mukhlisan, with sincerity. And that means we have to live our lives on La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I said, He did us the greatest favor in the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Qul, say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say, if indeed you love Allah, then follow me. Follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow the example that Allah gave us. And then Allah will love you. Then Allah will love you. If you follow the Messenger of Allah, then Allah will love you. And then Allah will forgive you your sins, and you will find that Allah is the all-forgiver, the most merciful. And wallahi, this is what we're counting on Yawmul Qiyamah. There's not a single one of us who's going to make it to Jannah based on the good deeds that we did in this life. Not a single one of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that to the Sahaba. He said, nobody's going to make it to Jannah based on their good deeds. And the Sahaba said, even you, O Messenger of Allah? Rasulullah said, even me. Even I will only enter Jannah through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, let's embrace Islam completely. And none of us are perfect. All of us are going to fall short. But let's make it our intention and let's start working towards embracing Islam completely. If we're not doing the things that we should be doing, let's make it our sincere intention and effort to start doing the things that we're supposed to be doing. And if we're doing things that we should not be doing, then let's make the sincere effort to stop doing it. Stop doing it. Whatever it may be that we're doing that's in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and some of the companions that were there, he said, Kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannah illa man aba. Rasulullah said, all of my ummah, all of my followers will enter into Jannah except for those who refuse. Except for those who refuse. So the Sahaba, they say, Ya Rasulullah, wa man yaba. Oh, Messenger of Allah, who's going to refuse to go into Jannah? Because wallahi, on Yawmul Qiyamah, everybody's going to want to go to Jannah. There's not going to be a single person who's going to be okay with going to the hellfire. Nobody. So the Sahaba, they said, O Messenger of Allah, who would refuse? Who in their right mind would refuse? فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he said وأطاعني دخل الجنة ومن أصاني فقد أبى. رسول الله said whosoever obeys me then he will enter into Jannah. Whosoever obeys me then he will enter into Jannah. And whoever disobeys me then he's refused. By disobeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's our refusal to enter Jannah. And that's what it comes down to. Because the only way that's going to go to Jannah is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So brothers and sisters, if we're being part-time Muslims, we need to stop. We need to enter into Islam completely. And many of us, we know the difference between right and wrong as it pertains to Islam. Many of us, we know the things that we're doing. We know if it's wrong and we know if it's right. Many of us, we know the things we're supposed to be doing and the things we shouldn't be doing. So brothers and sisters, let's take a look at our lives and see how we're living. And if this khutbah is applicable to you, then please, let's take action on it. And I said, let's take action on it. Let's us. Because I'm just as guilty as anybody else. Brothers and sisters, from the other side of this, or perhaps from the same side, what Abdullah bin Salam, radiallahu anhu, what he was trying to do, he was trying to get closer to Allah. He was trying to be even a better Muslim. And what he was doing that was wrong was adding to the religion. Adding to the religion. How many of us, we do the same thing? How many of us, we're doing things that are not part of Al-Islam? They're not part of the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But for whatever reason, we're doing it. Brothers and sisters, if it's not from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then leave it. Leave it. We have more than enough to keep us busy if we just follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man amila aminan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rad. Rasulullah said, whosoever does an action which has not been legislated for them. In other words, Allah didn't say do it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say do it. Rasulullah said, whoever does an action like this that hasn't been legislated for them, it's going to be rejected. No good. So brothers and sisters, if we want our good deeds to count, and all of us, we want our good deeds to count, then let's make sure that they're correct. Let's make sure that they're in the keeping of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. After Allah says, say if indeed you love Allah. Because all of us, we say we love Allah. And Allah says, say if indeed you love Allah, then follow me. Follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says this. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. Verily Allah does not love the kafirin. The people that don't follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah is saying, verily Allah does not love the kafirin. Allah does not love the disbelievers. Allah does not love those who cover up the truth. This is how serious it is, brothers and sisters. Following the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Nufasirun, they said that Allah revealed that ayah to test the people, to test us. Because we're the ones that say we love Allah. We're the ones we say we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then when somebody approaches you with something from Islam and you're doing different, then you don't want to hear it. Then you want to get on the defensive. Then you want to say, who are you to tell me this? You're not perfect. What about when you did this? But are we really rebelling against that person? Or are we rebelling against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because the truth, when it comes to us, it shouldn't matter who brings it to us. Whether they're the worst of the Muslims. If what they're saying is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or if what they're saying is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that's all we need to hear. That's all that should matter. It shouldn't matter what they're doing, you know, that's different, or what they're doing that's wrong. What matters is now the order has come to me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what am I going to do? So brothers and sisters, don't be from those people who get angry when the people say Allah says this. Don't be from those people who get angry when the people say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. Because really you need to stop and think. Are you getting angry at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who are you going to be standing in front of tomorrow? Are you going to argue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow? When today somebody said Allah said this and you didn't want to do it, so you got angry. Are you also going to get angry with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he described the believers, and the believers are those who say, سَمِئْنَا وَأَطَأْنَا غُفْرَنَّكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَسِيرِ. The believers are those who say, we hear and we obey, O Allah. We hear and we obey, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us. O Allah, forgive us. And to you is the return. This is supposed to be the way that the believers are. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be from those people. To be from the people that when they hear Qala Allah or Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they try their best to implement whatever it is that they heard. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those people. أَقُولُ قَلْهَا وَاسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. So brothers and sisters, let's take a look at the way that we're living our lives. Let's take a look at the things that we're doing that we're hoping to get a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow from. Let's make sure that we're doing our best to be Muslim 100% of the time. Let's do our best to get on the straight path, Sirat al-Mustaqim. Make sure that what we're doing is in keeping with Islam and not from outside of Islam. Because all of us are going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how terrible would it be for us to come on Yawm al-Qiyamah thinking we have good deeds only to have them rejected because they weren't in keeping with Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاتِ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ فَاتَّبِئُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِئُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ أَنْ سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِّكُمْ وَصَّقُمْ بِهِ لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah says, and verily this is my straight path and this is Islam. Verily, this is my straight path, so follow it. So follow it. And follow not the other paths, because they will only separate you away. And this He has ordained for you, that you may be from the muttaqin, from the people who have the taqwa of Allah. Brothers and sisters, I'm just going to leave us with one more hadith, because I think the point of this khutbah was pretty clear. We need to take a look at our lives and you know, if we find that we're off Sirat al-Mustaqim, let's try our best to get back on it. Because the only path that leads to Jannah on Yawm al-Qiyamah is Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path that Allah has guided us to, alhamdulillah. Let's not be like those people who think, I'm saved, I'm good to go. Allah is al-Ghafoor al-Rahim, I'm Muslim, I said La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, I'm good. Let's not be from those people. Imam Ahmed, he's related from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that upon occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he drew a line with his hand. He drew a line with his hand. And Rasulullah said, هَذَا سَبِيلُ اللَّهِ مُسْتَقِيمًا. He said, verily, this is the straight path of Allah, the line that he drew. Then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah, he drew the straight line, and then he drew lines coming off of it. Lines coming off of it. Kind of like the spine of a fish. Anybody ever seen the bones of the spine of a fish? You got the straight line, and you got lines going off of it. So Rasulullah, he drew the lines going off of the straight line. And then he said, هَذِهِ سُبُلُ لَيْسَ مِنْهَا سَبِيلٌ إِلَّا أَلَيْهِ شَيْطَانٌ يَدْعُوا إِلَيْهِ. Rasulullah said, these other paths, these other lines, these are the other paths. And at the end of each one of these other paths is a shaitan, is a devil calling the people to it. Calling the people to it. Calling the people to get off of Sirat al-Mustaqim and instead go off in this direction. Go off in this direction. And then Rasulullah, he recited to the companions that were there the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاتِ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ فَتَبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا سُبُلَ فَتَفَرَّكَ بِكُمْ أَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. And verily, this is my straight path, so follow it. So follow it. And don't follow any other paths, for they will lead away or take you away from my path. So brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did us the greatest favor. He guided us to Sirat al-Mustaqim. He guided us to the straight path. So let's do our best to stay on it. And the way that we stay on it is by following the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By doing those things that Allah has commanded us to do. And by leaving off those things that Allah has told us to leave away from. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us all firm on Sirat al-Mustaqim. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to reform ourselves, because all of us stand in need of reform. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to Sirat al-Mustaqim and to bless us to stay there until the moment that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on us and to forgive us our sins and to exchange our places in the hellfire for places in Jannah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.